AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The new week is not bringing a fresh start on Wall Street. Investor worries about interest rate hikes are being compounded by worries about the economy in China. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride says this may not be a short-term concern.
The bigger concern among investors is if the cost of money, interest rates, has to go up as much as it looks like it's going to need to in order to tame inflation, might that topple the economy into recession?
Investors are worried China's renewed virus restrictions could hurt the economy. Sources tell the AP Democrats on Capitol Hill want to boost President Biden's proposed $33 billion Ukraine package to nearly $40 billion. A House vote could happen as early as tomorrow. Today at the White House, the president signed another Ukraine relief bill.
The cost of the fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is even more costly. That's why we're staying in this.
Russian President Vladimir Putin didn't announce any steps today to expand the war in Ukraine, including to other countries, in his speech marking the end of World War II. Samples taken from three American tourists who died at a resort in the Bahamas under mysterious circumstances have been sent to a lab in the U.S. Bahamas Police Commissioner Paul Roll says he doesn't want to speculate what happened.
They were seen by the doctor the night before, and that would have been around 11, and they were discovered the next morning.
A fourth person was airlifted to a hospital in Florida and is in serious condition. The Washington Post won the Pulitzer Prize in Public Service Journalism for its coverage of the Capitol riot. A special citation was also awarded to journalists of Ukraine for courage, endurance, and commitment during the war. A new AP NORC poll shows about one in three adults believe an effort is underway to replace U.S.-born Americans with immigrants for electoral gains. Those views mirror swelling anti-immigrant sentiment around the country. This is AP News. Opening statements are underway after 5 years of delays in the trial of a man charged with driving his car through New York's Times Square. One person was killed.
Richard Rojas, a 31-year-old Navy veteran, told police after his arrest he'd been smoking marijuana laced with the hallucinogenic drug PCP before plowing through helpless tourists in 2017 in Times Square. Prosecutors say Rojas drove his car from the Bronx, where he lived with his mother, through Times Square, then made a U-turn, steered his car onto a sidewalk, and roared back up the sidewalk for three blocks before he crashed his car into protective barriers. According to prosecutors, Rojas said he wanted to kill them all. He pleaded not guilty at his arraignment. Julie Walker, New York.
Firefighters in New Mexico's Rocky Mountain foothills are excavating new fire breaks and clear brush to create more defensive lines to prevent a massive wildfire from destroying more homes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.